Hello, my name is Jude. I'm going to tell you the story of the shepherds. That same night, in amongst other stars, suddenly a bright new star appeared. Of all the stars in the dark vaulted heavens, this one shone clearer. It blazed in the night and made other stars look pale beside it. God put it there when his baby son was born to be like a spotlight, shining on him, lighting up the darkness, showing people the way. You see, God was like a new daddy. He couldn't keep the good news to himself. He had been waiting all those long years for this moment, and now he wanted to tell everyone. So he pulled out all the stops. He sent an angel to tell Mary the good news. He'd put a special star in the sky to show where his boy was. And now he was going to send a big choir of angels to sing his happy song to the world. Now, where would you send your splendid choir? To a big concert hall, maybe? Or a palace? God sent his to a little hillside, outside a little town. In the middle of the night, he sent all those angels to sing for a raggedy old bunch of shepherds watching their sheep outside Bethlehem. In those days, remember, people used to laugh at shepherds and say they were smelly and call them other rude names. You see, people thought shepherds were nobodies, just scruffy old riffraff. But God must have thought shepherds were very important indeed, because they're the ones he chose to tell the good news to first. That night, some shepherds were out in the open fields, warming themselves by a campfire, when suddenly the sheep darted. They were frightened by something. The olive trees rustled. What was that? They turned around. Standing in front of them was a huge warrior of light, blazing in the darkness. "Don't be afraid of me," the bright, shining man said. "I haven't come to hurt you. I've come to bring you happy news for everyone everywhere. Today, in David's town, in Bethlehem, God's son has been born, and you can go and see him. He is sleeping in a manger." Behind the angel, they saw a strange glowing cloud. Except it wasn't a cloud, it was angels. Troops and troops of angels armed with light, and they were singing a beautiful song. "Glory to God be fame and honour and all our hoorays." Then, as quickly as they appeared, the angels left. The shepherds stamped out their fire, left their sheep, raced down the grassy hill, through the gates of Bethlehem, down the narrow cobbled streets, through a courtyard, down some steps, some more steps, and more steps, and more steps, past an inn, round a corner, through a hedge, until at last they reached the stable. They caught their breath. Whew! Then quietly they tiptoed inside. They knelt on the floor. They had heard about this promised child, and now he was here. Heaven's son, called Jesus, the maker of the stars, a baby sleeping in his mother's arms. This baby would be like that bright star shining in the sky, a light to light up the whole world, chasing away the darkness, helping people to see. And the darker night got, the brighter the star would shine.